Good afternoon. It's 52 degrees in Richland Center at 12:06. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Wisconsin's local election officials reported minimal delays with absentee label printing times on Friday, according to the Wisconsin Elections Commission. The WEC Thursday began conducting regular refreshes of the computer function that clerks use to print labels for absentee certificate envelopes. These refreshes have kept print times to a minimum, and the WEC at this time is not anticipating any label printing delays moving forward. The agency continues to be in close contact with municipal clerks to monitor how the label printing function is performing. Since Thursday, clerks have reported drastic improvement in label printing and in the administration of in-person absentee voting, which continues to see high levels of activity. Previously reported delays have only affected label printing times. Every other function of the system that clerks use to print continues to work optimally. As was also the case Thursday, there is no reason to believe the printing delays are affecting other areas of election administration or state government, nor is there any reason to believe the printing delays were caused by a cyber attack. The MyVote website is again the subject of litigation. WisPolitics reports a federal lawsuit has been filed by a Green Bay voter and the Oshkosh town clerk seeking to bar Wisconsin's Elections Commission from using its MyVote website. They argue that the system lacks proper cybersecurity protections and that the commission wasn't authorized to create the online portal. The lawsuit comes over a month after a local clerk started sending absentee ballots to voters. A Chinese company is bringing back the Snapper brand. Lawn care enthusiasts were upset last year when Briggs & Stratton closed down the brand, but the Milwaukee Business Journal reports through a licensing deal Day North America will bring the Snap back. Identity thieves will try anything to obtain personal information. Usually they pretend to be someone important who tries scaring their victims into giving information or paying money. Individuals may even be targeted through jury duty scams. Michelle Reinen is with Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection.
This is a scam that is circulating and has for a while, but it goes through those peaks and valleys here. And we want to make sure everyone is aware because missing jury duty can have real consequences. You could face a fine, be required to go to court, or even get arrested. And scammers take advantage of that. They try and get your money and your personal information because they try and throw you off kilter by saying that you've missed jury duty.
The imposters will make every attempt to get information and may even try to scare those they contact.
How this scam usually starts is with a phone call or an email from someone claiming to be a court official or someone from a law enforcement agency, and they say you've missed jury duty, even though you never got a jury notice, which comes by mail. And now there's a warrant for your arrest. The only way to cancel the warrant is to pay a fine and confirm your identity by providing your personal information like a social security number and date of birth, which we always want you to keep confidential. If you refuse, they may threaten you with jail time, which is going to really make you nervous. And to make this scheme even seem more legitimate, the scammers also might give you a fake badge number and case number. So this is one where they throw a lot of different twists and turns at you to just throw you off kilter again so you don't have that rational thought process in place.
Michelle Reinen says that a court official will not try to obtain personal info, money, over the phone.
They're never going to ask for immediate payment over the phone. No government agency does that by phone. And only scammers insist that you can only pay with gift cards, payment apps, cryptocurrency, wire transfers. And they use these methods because it's very hard to get your money back if you pay, and they're very hard to trace. Courts never ask for that sensitive personal information over the phone, like that social security number and date of birth. If they've issued you a notice in writing by mail, then they're not going to be asking you for that data by the phone. Each court follows up differently if you've actually missed jury duty. You will be contacted by the court if you've missed, and it varies by municipality, but they won't immediately go to jail, and you don't have to pay a fine immediately. There are other options that the court will go through with you.
If you suspect or are a victim of a jury duty scam, you can contact DATCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at datcphotline@wi.gov. Tiny Acres Farms of Muscadet will be hosting Boo at the Barn tomorrow. This is the fourth year of the event. Those who have attended in the past will find something new this year. Claire Ferguson is from Tiny Acres Farms.
This year's event, we're getting some enclosures done outside, so the public's going to be able to see more of the exotics outside. I think that's going to make it pretty unique, but of course, it'll still be the same where you just come on out to the farm and get to see all that we have to offer and have a good time trick-or-treating with the animals.
Tiny Acres appreciates everyone who attends their fun Halloween event. Jenny Ferguson is also from Tiny Acres Farms.
Our turnouts have been phenomenal, more than we ever imagined. And even the first year was like, wow. And then it keeps getting bigger. I think that if we have warmer weather, we'll definitely probably have a record number of people. It's exciting. It's exciting to be able to share our animals with individuals. It's exciting to see everybody come together. And I mean, they just have a good time. And it's not like they come and leave. They're hanging around and playing. And we did the bounce houses last year. We added those and we added the horse and wagon ride. And of course, we have our tractor ride still. So it's a fun afternoon.
The tractor wagon rides are an enjoyable part of the event.
In order to get everybody in, they don't go too far, but I think maybe last year they had gone out into the pasture, and so you're able to buy treats, and so the cows are all around you and, of course, following you, and so it's pretty neat.
Along with being able to see and interact with the animals, Claire Ferguson says that trick-or-treating will be held at Boo at the Barn.
We have our main barn that all of our yearling animals are going to be in. They will be trick-or-treating in the barn. We have 8 pens in there. Every pen has a candy bucket, and there will be a person handing out candy at every pen. So you can just go around the barn at every pen, see a different animal, get candy, and make your way through the barn. We love to see all the kids come out with all their costumes. So usually at the end of October, it's pretty chilly. It's a good time to put on a nice warm costume. It's always neat to see all of the different costumes that the kids come up with.
Trick-or-treaters are encouraged to bring their own bucket or bag, but bags will be available for those who forget to bring one. Also, parents are welcome to dress up in costume as well. Those who attend can also take and share photos.
Obviously, everyone will probably have their phones out. You can definitely take all the pictures that you want. And we do have a Facebook page on Facebook, Tiny Acres Farms. So we just ask that if you do have a couple of pictures that you took, you can go ahead and tag us in the pictures. We would love to see how your day went. And then when the event's all done, we like to see what you all did, because of course we are running around, you know, making sure that everything is going smoothly. So we don't always experience everything that we have to offer there. So it's fun to go back and see all of the pictures that the community took. So yeah, we hope that you go ahead and take pictures.
The fourth annual Boo at the Barn will be held tomorrow at Tiny Acres Farms from 1 to 4. There will be food, games, a petting zoo, trick-or-treating, and family fun. Tiny Acres Farms is located at 26068 County Highway E, Muscadet. More information can be found on their Facebook page. The A.D. German Warehouse will be the site of the Haunted Warehouse tonight. A small scare with the lights on will be held from 5:30 to 6:30 to allow the younger audience and their guardians to experience the Haunted Warehouse. The No Mercy Scare is the adult version of the Haunted Warehouse with all the lights turned off. It will be held from 7 to 9:30. Tickets will be available on a first-come, first-served basis for purchase next door in the 1912 building. Tickets for the small scare are priced at $10 per child and $15 per guardian. Tickets for the No Mercy Scare are priced at $15 per person. Payments may be made by cash or credit card. Credit card fees apply.